Chapter 9. Stopping and following. Stopping distances. There is no sure way to tell exactly how long it will take you to stop at a certain speed. Your stopping distance depends on your own reaction time, weather and road conditions, the weight of your vehicle, the condition of your brakes. There are three steps in stopping your vehicle: perception, reaction, and braking. Suppose you're driving on the turnpike at night, exceeding the speed limit at 80 miles per hour. A deer suddenly appears in your headlights. Will you be able to stop in time? It will take 1.16 seconds for you to see the deer and move your foot to the brake. Before you even start to brake, you will have traveled 140 feet. If you're on a good road in good weather, the braking distance at 80 miles per hour will be 320 feet. Your total stopping distance is 460 feet, longer than 1.5 football fields. Can you stop in time? Probably not. Why not? Because at 80 miles per hour, you are overdriving your headlights. You can't stop your car within the distance you can see. The following chart shows you the estimated distance your car will travel under ideal conditions, from the time you see danger until you come to a stop. Braking. You should apply your brakes slowly and evenly. With a standard transmission, you can use your gear shift to slow down when you're approaching a stop sign or signal. First, flash your brake lights to signal the car behind you, then shift down to a lower gear. Braking under emergency conditions. Standard brakes. Maximum braking comes just before the wheels lock and stop rotating. Too much pressure on the brake pedal will lock the wheels and the vehicle will skid. Anti-lock brake systems, ABS. Braking techniques for stopping safely and avoiding skids are different from those for standard brakes. If your car is equipped with an ABS, read the owner's manual for instructions on maximum braking. Note: these instructions are for standard braking systems. Flat tire or blowout. Take your foot off the gas pedal and apply your brakes cautiously. Never brake suddenly. If you run off the pavement, hold the steering wheel firmly. Apply your brakes lightly and reduce your speed until you can safely return to the pavement. Check traffic in both directions and when it's safe, steer carefully back into your lane. On ice, snow, sleet, gravel, sand, and other loose surfaces, tap the brakes slightly, about 1 second apart. Braking suddenly can make the car skid. Caution. Never tap anti-lock brakes. Sudden overcorrection can make you lose control of your car. Make changes slowly and carefully. Stopping in icy and rainy conditions. Always drive cautiously when roads or weather conditions can make you lose control of your car. Slow down and be ready for an emergency situation, for the drivers ahead as well as for yourself. Skidding, icy roads are dangerous. You must be extremely careful on ice, especially on black ice, a clear icy coating on the road surface that you can't see. There is very little you can do once a skid starts. The best skid control is prevention. Get the feel of the roadway. Test your brakes gently after the car is in motion to find out how much traction you have. Traction will vary, changing with traffic use and sunshine or shade. On roads or spots that seem clear, always be alert for black ice and watch for danger spots ahead, such as on bridges or in shady areas. Sudden braking increases the skid. Don't use the clutch. As a general rule, if the car starts to skid, take your foot off the brake and turn the steering wheel in the direction of the skid if you can do so without running off the road, hitting something, or steering into oncoming traffic. Steering into the direction of the skid may not always be the best action. For example, if you are meeting other traffic and the rear of your car skids to the left, you wouldn't steer into the oncoming traffic. The best advice for driving on icy roads is don't. Ask yourself, is this trip really worth the risk? Rain. The roads are likely to be very slick just after it begins to rain or drizzle. The first few drops loosen built-up grease and dirt on the road surface, covering it with a slippery film that makes driving very dangerous. Keep alert. The first few drops of rain signal danger. Slow down and use extra caution, slippery when wet. Hydroplaning. As long as the road surface is wet, you should slow down to avoid hydroplaning. Hydroplaning means that your tires lose contact with the road surface and actually ride on the film of water. Hydroplaning reduces traction and increases stopping distance. Turning is more hazardous. Wide tires can hydroplane even at reduced speeds. Slow down or pull off the road in a heavy downpour. Never drive into water crossing the roadway. You can't judge the depth of the water or force and pull of the flow. Following. You should always give yourself a cushion of safety, having open space in front, behind, and on the sides. Avoid following too closely. Stay far enough behind the next vehicle that, if it should stop suddenly, you can stop safely. Remember that speed, traffic, road, and weather conditions will affect your ability to stop. Allow one car length for every 10 miles per hour of speed or use the 3-second rule. Select a fixed object, such as a tree, roadside sign, or utility pole ahead of the car in front of you. Once the car has passed the object, you should be able to count 1001, 1002, 1003 before you pass the fixed object. In bad weather or poor road conditions, increase your count to 4 seconds, 1004. Sometimes cars will bunch up and travel in a pack. It's much safer to avoid the pack when you can and maintain your cushion of safety. If you are traveling in a caravan or motorcade, such as a funeral procession, outside of a business or residential area, leave at least 200 feet between each vehicle so other cars or trucks can enter the line safely. Following a truck, trucks take longer to stop than cars because of their size. But at higher speeds or on wet pavement, they may have better traction and be able to stop more quickly than a car. If you are following too closely, you may not be able to stop in time to avoid rear-ending the truck. How to avoid rear-end collisions? Rear-end collisions are a major driving problem. They can be avoided if you will follow a few simple rules. Pay strict attention to your driving when following another car. Watch for brake lights on the 4 or 5 cars down the line. It will increase your response time. Shift your foot to the brake pedal as soon as you see brake lights go on ahead, so you can stop if needed. Watch for shrinking distance between your car and the one ahead. It's a sure sign of danger. Watch for stopped vehicles on the shoulder ahead. It's sometimes hard to tell whether or not a car in the distance ahead is moving or stopped. Compare the car in question to a fixed object. Look for problems that might develop for the driver ahead of you, so you have more time to react. Above all, leave plenty of space between your car and the car ahead of you as a safety cushion. If the car ahead of you signals for a left turn, slow down and prepare to stop. Avoid being hit from behind. If someone is following you too closely, tailgating. Flash your brake lights if braking will not cause a collision. Slow down and encourage the driver behind you to pass. If these tactics fail, pull over, stop, and let the tailgater pass. Keep your doors locked. It's best to stop in an area where there are other people, such as a convenience store. If it's night, pull into a well-lighted area.